First off, I'd just like to thank you, the committee, for coming to Florida. It's an honor to have you in our home state, and it's just a blessing to have you right close to home. Congress Yoho, seems just the other day you were coming to my house to do health certificates, take care of my show steers, and it's just great to see you here again. I'm Brooks Parrish, and I'm from the town of Trenton, just across the way. And I am currently at the College of Santa Fe College here in Gainesville, where I plan to transfer to University of Florida to study plant genetics. In 2015-2016, I served as the Florida FFA state president, and I'm here today to have some remarks on behalf of the Florida FFA and National FFA organization. Founded in 1928, the National FFA organization is an integral part of the agriculture education by helping make classroom instruction come to life through realistic, hands-on application. FFA members embrace concepts taught in agriculture education classrooms and build valuable skills through experiential learning. FFA has responded to expanded opportunities available in agriculture, and it's time to hire skills and competent employees. According to the National Institute of Food and Agriculture Education at the United States Department of Agriculture, an estimated 57,900 high-skilled jobs in the United States agriculture sector will be open annually in the next 5 years. But there will only be 35,400 new United States graduates to fill these positions, resulting in an annual shortfall in 22,500 agriculture professions. That's where we all come in. Our nation's investment in American agriculture and youth who will pursue that enterprise and crucial to feeding the world, building a sound economy, maintaining a healthy labor market, and protecting our homeland. Now more than ever, we need sound legislation that considers the future of agriculturalists as much as it considers our current needs for strong safety nets and nutrition programs. We need policy that encourages students to return to the farm or pursue agriculture careers that support them in doing so, and legislation that equips youth serving organizations to prepare the next generation of agriculturalists, regardless of their race, color, religion, gender, or disability. As the 115th Congress works to advance agriculture priorities, and as your bodies work to reauthorize the Farm Bill, we hope that you consider the next generation of agriculturalists in your decisions. On behalf of the Florida FFA Association and the National FFA Organization, I thank you for your time here today and wish you the best of luck in creating the Farm Bill.